Vice President and General Manager of WILX TV Channel 10. Michael, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Feels like I'm talking to family as I worked there for 4 years with Tim Stout, so I guess that makes me alumni.
That's right. That's right. And you've moved on to much bigger and better things.
Well, tell me about the previous. So let's talk about last season. How did it fare for NBC? What was good? What didn't work as well when we talk about programming?
Sure. NBC has been really for the past 3 or 4 years now in a rebuilding process. And when you're going through that, a lot of things don't work and a few do. I think without question, the largest success we had last year was Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night started out when NBC picked up the NFL again several years ago. They were winning, you know, 9 out of 15 nights, and then it was 10 and then 12, and then last year they won every single Sunday night with their NFL pregame and the game of the week. They've just done a wonderful job scheduling what are the best games of the week and putting them on Sunday night.
We sure love football, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, other than that, 30 Rock continues to do well. The Office, with Steve Carell leaving, did very well. And then the Law and Order series has continued to be strong. So from last year, I think we have a pretty good base returning for the 11-12 season.
What happened to NBC? They were the kings. They had just all. What happened?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, this business is cyclical. I think you had such an incredible run with their Thursday night lineup, must-see TV, you know, with the Cosby Show and Friends and Seinfeld and shows like that. And as they one by one started shutting down those programs, NBC let it slip a little bit. And I think they started focusing on money rather than investing in the future of the network, and it caught up with them. We're pretty pleased so far with what we've seen from the new owners of NBC. Comcast bought the network earlier this year. They brought in an entirely new programming team. A guy by the name of Bob Greenblatt is been in the job all of about, I think, 4 months at this point. So he's been able to get some of his signature on the new lineup. But as we look into the future, into next really December, January, and into the fall, I'm pretty confident that Bob and his team are going to be able to put together really terrific programming.
What are going to be the hits, you think, and what are the new shows that we should keep an eye out for?
Well, they've been putting an awful lot of money behind Whitney, which is a comedy on Thursday night following The Office, which looks to be just very funny. Up All Night already premiered last week after America's Got Talent's finale. And it did terrific ratings. And Up All Night stars Will Arnett and Christina Applegate about new parents dealing with a baby. And it honestly, there's some laugh out loud moments with it. So we're hopeful about Up All Night. The Playboy Club has gotten a lot of press. I think that's a show. The ratings will tell. It's a typical primetime drama. Believe it or not, the folks that do the research believe this will be a show that women tune into.
It seems like that's a Mad Men kind of vibe.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of a period specific, late 60s time set, and it really is just your typical primetime drama. If guys are tuning in thinking they're going to get an eyeful of something, I think they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Who's taking over Steve Carell's spot on The Office?
Heavens, a guy from Slater. Oh, heaven! I just drew a
Christian
blank.
Christian Slater? Or Spader, right? James Spader.
Thank you. It's early in the morning. James Spader had a cameo last year that was hysterical, mm-hmm. and we're thrilled he's coming back for that show in a recurring role. I think that program will do very well. There'll be a lot of interest in James Spader, and the rest of the core cast is back. So we're looking forward to that. And then, you know, they've got a program that started last night, the Sing Off, that did well this winter. It's an a cappella singing competition. But I think the real excitement on the network is this winter, starting in January or February with the Super Bowl. And then we've got a program called Smash, which is produced by Steven Spielberg. It stars Deb Messing from Will and Grace and Catherine McPhee, who was one of the American Idolists that got, I think, to the semifinals on that show. But it's a program about producing a Broadway play. A lot of singing in it, somewhat like Glee, but the early reviews we've seen on it are just spectacular.
All right,
it really is going to be strong, and then the Voice will be back as well right after the first of the year.
All right, finally, is the Olympics still a cash cow for you?
It absolutely. It's just an incredible franchise that every 2 years, I don't care who you are, what kind of sport you like, the Olympics draws massive viewers.
And by sucking in those female viewers with those great, compelling stories, so we feel like we know the athletes, that really gets you hooked.
That's right, and hopefully we'll have DeWitt's own Jordan Weavert over there in London this summer.
All right, Michael King is the Vice President and General Manager of WILX-TV 10. Michael, thanks so much.
Tony, thank you.